So the Overton window theory is just basically this idea that there is kind of a range of what is considered politically possible. What is socially acceptable kind of determines what is politically possible to do. I think a really good example of this was kind of the cascade effect that happened when the Supreme Court nationalized gay marriage with the Obergefell decision in 2015. A couple of years before that, you know, President Obama and Hillary Clinton, the contender for the 2016 Democrat nomination, saying in public that they thought marriage should be between a man and a woman. This was majorities of society accepted that. And very soon after the Supreme Court nationalized gay marriage, that decision that was, you know, right on the edge of what was considered acceptable switched the entire conception among the society of what was possible. You know, the public opinion shifted from being largely against it to being largely for it in just a breakneck pace within a decade. It reframes what is considered the moderate or the middle of the road position. So, you know, if people stand up and say, pop that little newborn, you know, into a stranger's arms. So the people who say the craziest stuff, they might not get all the mothers in the country, you know, taking their 6-week-olds and putting them with another person that the baby doesn't know. But they'll get more people putting their kids into such programs earlier. We shouldn't basically create a child library where parents check out their kids like books, you know, for a couple of hours at night or on the weekends. Families should mean something.